This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring author, psychologist, and daily contributor, Siobhan Scott.
Chad Daybell, he is on trial. And the same lines are very similar lines that we heard in the Lori Vallow trial being repeated again. It's a story of sex, power, and money. Maybe for slightly different reasons this time around, with it being from the perspective of Chad Daybell. But again, sex, power, and money. Mix in a little bit of crazy religion and beliefs, and you have a recipe for what happened there, at least with those two when it mixed together. Joining me to discuss, Siobhan Scott, psychotherapist and author. Let's just start talking about where this is going and what kind of defense is going to be mounted here for Chad Daybell. Seems like a little more aggressive than what Lori had. This one pointing out that it was Alex Cox who did most of it. He was, and Chad was under the spell of Lori. He just couldn't take his eyes off of her and then was completely oblivious to all of these things going on. Any way that that's going to resonate with a jury, or is this more so John Pryor just kind of dealing with the cards that he was dealt?
Yeah, I think he's doing everything he can possibly do. It's this evil blonde scheming woman, you know, who just swept him off his feet, and he was along for the ride and couldn't help himself. He and Storm, right? It was just out of his control. So, I don't see that this is going to fly, but you know, it doesn't surprise me that they're going to try throwing Lori under the bus.
With the fact that they are trying to throw Lori under the bus, which is very interesting, I'm curious as to how that plays then with all of the religious beliefs in this, because they were partnered together. They believe the kids were zombies together. I think there's phone calls where they're talking about this as a couple. It wasn't just Lori by herself making these claims. Chad sitting there in some of those phone calls like, yeah, the kids are zombies. That being the fact, that also, is that showing that he was really believing these crazy religious beliefs? We haven't heard a lot of that being argued yet. Just more so he was enamored with a woman. But obviously religion plays a huge role in this.
Yeah. The shared delusional beliefs, I think, are what made this case, you know, aside from the brutality of it, the shared delusional beliefs about the zombies and all the bizarre stuff that they got into. This is on both of them. And and it was equally shared. Now, is there a question still at this point? Was he as delusional as her? He has not seemed that delusional, but he was writing these bizarre apocalyptic books and trying to form this cult kind of group before he met her. And so it's really a case of these two people coming together and this, you know, synchronicity of how their beliefs blended and amplified once the two of them were together.
I mean, it's somewhat easier to understand, I think, when we think about like an abusive relationship, or I guess someone being enamored with a woman or a man. If you are so invested in it for the wrong reasons, you may go along with a lot of crazy stuff. Some people will draw the line at a certain point. Is this kind of a case where they're going to try and paint it as, well, Chad just never had a line? Like, he would go along, he would say whatever Lori wanted, and went along with whatever Lori wanted because he wanted Lori.
That may be the best that they can come up with here. Yeah, I don't think that that's going to necessarily fly. But clearly it was a blend of this narcissistic personality, which, you know, her diagnosis was this bizarre delusional disorder. So she really was psychotic, in addition to the narcissistic and histrionic personality disorder, which is a very bad combination. And it may be that that diagnosis is really going to be a pretty close fit for him, too. So we have to go, what are the odds of these two people with this kind of mental health situation going, finding each other out there in the world? But I guess if you go enough to these weird religious conferences, you have people with these weird brain processing problems, you do have them connecting.
I mean, and the potential for such dangerous behavior with these folks is really kind of striking. And this is just one that we're hearing about because it was, you know, so extreme. But we do hear, and I know there's been many documentaries made. There's been all sorts of things on different small religious cults, we'll call them that, where they go in and maybe they don't kill people, but the damage they do to the minds of so many people just end up killing themselves because of what, if they ever come to their senses and realize just how dark a path that they had gone down and what they'd been told was right is okay.
Sick of the ads?
We are too.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.